brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I haven't even gotten into a lot of the news yet, and we will, including Arpaio's investigation, finding that the birth certificate has been tampered. That's like saying, we've discovered that bears go to the bathroom in the woods. Everybody's like, oh, that's a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Yes, and that birds fly. We have discovered that water is wet. Ladies and gentlemen, they first said that I'm going to get into it later. It's just, remember for 3 years they said that other birth certificate was the only one. There wasn't a long form. Then we get the long form, and it was a computer font that's supposed to look like typewriter. The C's, the T's, the A's, they're all identical. That doesn't happen with a typewriter, folks. Each one is a... I looked at it in 2 hours, went online. We put a video out that got a million views showing it's fake. Of course it's fake. Do I need 20 forensics people to tell me that? What do you think forensics people look at, ladies and gentlemen? They call him an African in there. They didn't start calling him that until the 1980s on record. And that's what Arpaio shows, is the sheet they used. No one ever used the word that they were an African-American. Man, I tell you, folks, I tell you. But again, it was lies within lies. We're like, hey, you say you were born in Kenya for 16 and a half years in your own literature, your own publicist. Your wife says it in speeches, you're born in Kenya. That was the old cover story. He was really born in Hawaii to Frank Marshall Davis. But we're like, hey, you say you were born there. Now your dad doesn't look like you over there, but whatever. And now we know he's Frank Marshall Davis's son. And now he gives speeches like Frank Marshall Davis's. You dirty small businesses, you filth. You bitter clingers, we're going to get you. You sure cling to your hundreds of Secret Service that guards you. They had thousands of different police and Secret Service out. Your house was getting robbed yesterday in Austin. Sorry, everybody had to sycophantically run around behind Obama. What a nobody. But it's meant for all the sheep to think he's a somebody. Bush, Obama, they're all just thumb-sucking puppets of the bankers. Makes me want to throw up. Talking to evil entrepreneurs, James, Brent, Steve, Aaron, Doris, James in California. James, are you an evil entrepreneur? I mean, do you want to apologize to America for hiring people?
Absolutely not. That's what we're founded on. I'm so frustrated at this. It hurts me every day. Again, the anger and frustration I feel.
You're bad. No. You're bad. Government is good. Admit you're wrong. Admit North Korea is great.
Hey, back in 2008, I was making $60,000 a year, and the company I was working for went under, and I didn't file for unemployment, and I haven't filed for it from it since then, and I started my own business.
You're a bad person.
I've not taken the money. I specifically don't. I could have taken, $60,000, $40,000 a year for a year and a half, and I didn't take that. Instead, I've had to pay more taxes and get no benefit. I get no credit for not taking the $40,000, and instead what I get is I have to pay more taxes for the $15,000 that I make because I'm now an entrepreneur in a small business. It's so immoral, so unjust. But thank you for your life and your fortune and your sacred honor.
No, I'm going to admit I'm bad for now having over 40 people that work here. We're about to go up to 50, spending every backup dime we've got to go to the next level. I want to apologize for hiring people right out of college and hiring people that have been let go from TV stations because of cutbacks and radio stations. I want to apologize for hiring graphics people. I want to apologize for not being on welfare and not living in a slum and watching daytime TV all day and going out and mugging people on my off time. I want to apologize right now.
A righteous man. In 2000, I had carpal tunnel and could be on permanent disability since then. So, absolutely. Anyone, if you can get off of disability, if you can just make it through.
How dare you? You're going to be happier watching daytime TV all day, give your handicap or whatever. Don't go out and get a job and get past your handicap. Let the country go bankrupt for Soviet re-education. We're almost there. We're almost a total state. We're going to be like North Korea soon. All of you in uniform will be more powerful. It's going to be great. Just like North Korea. It's almost here. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Senator John DeCamp has had an emergency today. So he's unable to do the full hour. He's on the road right now, stopped. He'll only be with us about 20 minutes. And then I'm going to get him back for a full hour next Tuesday before he goes in for surgery. This could not be a more important interview you're about to hear. He is the best-selling author of The Franklin Cover-Up. He's also proven this in court. One time the news media said he was a liar. He sued him and won. Child abuse, Satanism, and the murder in Nebraska. During 16 years in office, a former state senator, John DeCamp, was cited even by his enemies at the World Herald as one of the most effective legislators in Nebraska history. A highly decorated Vietnam War veteran, in 1975, he initiated Operation Baby Lift, which evacuated 2,800 orphan Vietnamese children. He is currently a practicing attorney in Lincoln, Nebraska. He served as a lawyer for the Militia of Montana, a constitutional militia group in the 90s. DeCamp has also been lead perspective on Conspiracy of Silence, an unaired documentary on the Franklin child abuse. Well, we aired it. We got it and aired it locally on Access 15 years ago, and it since went viral online. That's where that people always say, have you seen this? Yeah, I've seen it. I'm the one that put it out. He joins us now, and here's the Red Dirt Report. And when I saw this weekend, it punched me. I was like, I remember him saying that. But since it hadn't been in court in the news, I'm like, let's not go there, Senator. But I remember him getting into Boys Town before that all came out, the Catholic Church. I remember him getting into Penn State. And I remember him saying on air more than 10 years ago that the football program, and I'm like, and I know he's credible, but I'm like, okay, Senator, let's just stop. Folks, by the way, have dug those interviews up now. I'm like, let's just stop right there and just get into what was proven in court. Because people went to jail in Nebraska. He was hired as a big Republican because, you know, to go in and disprove it. They're like, oh, this couldn't be true, Senator. You go disprove it. When his investigator, a police officer, and his son got murdered, the senator started to look closer. So he's going to recap all that. So he was hired as a prominent Republican and a senator to go in there as damage control because he didn't believe it was real and found out it was all real and more. And this goes directly to the pedophile networks who are Satanist. And, of course, you've seen it come out in the local Penn State news that it's a state secret, Sandusky, that he was pimping the kids out. You know, of course, ladies and gentlemen, he joins us now, Senator John DeCamp, to recap the history. Bohemian Grove's going on right now. His connections led into there as well. Dead bodies dumped outside the Bohemian Grove. Senator DeCamp, thank you for joining us, sir.
Thank you for letting me come on. It's been a long time since we've talked. And so many strange, strange things have happened in that distance of time. You mentioned Pennsylvania State. I had in my own mind completely forgotten about that. But then I started checking because I started getting calls about 6 months ago from just gobs of people over in Pennsylvania. And they said, well, you told us about this 10 or 15 years ago, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, maybe. They said, yeah, it was even in your book. You said something about it. And I said, well, I got to be honest with you, I don't remember. And then I started doing some checking, and I guess I was even on your program way back when and brought up Penn State and everything. But because I had been sued in three different states on the Franklin thing, and by the way, the last one of those just ended about a year and a half ago in Ogden, Utah, the former police chief, one of the key principals I named, he had sued me because he had lost his police job as head of the police force there after he got thrown out of Nebraska when I exposed him. And so he sued me, and we had a full-scale trial, this last trial, in Ogden, Utah, Mormon Central. And it was amazing. I brought in people from way back then, and ended up winning, and then he took it to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court dismissed it and said, I was right.
Well, anyway, so you've won, just to be clear, three different lawsuits.
Yep.
Man.
Three different states going up to their Supreme Court on the issue of Franklin and things I said.
Well, let me ask you this.
I won $1 million judgment, even though we haven't been able to collect it, against one of the key principals named Larry King. Not the Larry King that's famous on the radio now, or has been.
TV, not Larry King of CNN. Yeah.
Anyway, and won $1 million judgment in a full-scale trial, had witnesses, for example, Johnny Gosch's mother, first time she'd ever been in court and testified that I had located for her, which I did. Her son Johnny, who had been kidnapped, you know, was that ring of people that kidnapped kids and used them for sex and so on and so forth. And just one thing after another. And then these latest calls from Pennsylvania people saying I had brought it up way back then. I guess it rocked and shocked me. I'm 71 years old now, turned 71 here in the last month. And about 6-8 months ago, I noticed that so many things I used to remember, I couldn't remember anymore. So I'm taking some special medicine for that that supposedly helps you. But I started looking things up and talking to some of the people, and then I got a call from you, and you said that I'd brought it up on the program years and years ago and went into depth. And I did start kind of halfway remembering. Then one of the things I did was I even used the names back then of some of them, including the football team, and certain people there that are now involved.
No, I mean, I understand. I mean, you were told all this close to 20 years ago. You covered it in the last 15. I mean, the whole issue is, from your deep research and people contacting you and convictions and things that happened, we have the Texas Youth Commission that nobody knows about outside Texas, where at almost all their major facilities with the youth, they were raping them, selling them for sex, gladiatorial fights, and the Texas Rangers, you know, they tried to stop it. They were pushed off the case. The state police tried to stop it. They were told stand down.
Yep.
I mean, my point is that, so you know about it. I mean, how big is this empire of satanic pedophiles from your
And just amazes me how accurate I was way back then and things that have come out and things. It just is unreal. And so I'm going back and read my own book again. You know, it was a New York Times bestseller and two other books written, which basically copied it after that. But the Franklin Cover-Up was the name of the book, and just I had to put things out there to tell you that damn, they split my mind.
So now, Senator, let me stop you right there. Specifically, though, looking at the Penn State situation, you got Sandusky now convicted of raping children at high noon in the middle of the day in the afternoon in the public showers. The fact that now even the former FBI director's own research says the entire top staff knew, covered it up. That makes them accomplices. Local print and local radio, the guy that finally pushed this out to break it last year, they have said that the word is, we played these clips here from the news, the word is that there was all sorts of this going on, and they were doing this and pimping the children out. Well, that's what
Sandusky was not the only one. He's the only one today being convicted or whatever or charged, but that was just like happened in Nebraska. They covered up. Tried to cover up for the police chief, but I finally exposed him completely, and he tried to sue me then in the different states he went to and got ahead of their police force for the state and so on, and each time
I don't know the specifics of that, but I mean, tell us about the convictions that have happened. Tell us about Larry King briefly, and then whatever you can remember, because I know you also
I have a judgment against Larry King for $1 million. The same trial that I was the first one in the whole United States to sue the Catholic Church and some priests was the case I won the $1 million judgment, but they dismissed the Catholic Church because they said this is just absurd to accuse these priests of this. The priests.
That's right. You were one of the first in the. I mean, how many?
I was the first case in the United States, and I ended up winning $1 million judgment after trial, and then trial just separately on the damages, and I won $1 million. Well, actually, $1,200,000 for the kid. Who was just one of the
But,
kids.
Sir, specifically, Larry King, the guy that sung the Star Spangled Banner at the Republican National Convention, Republican pimp, he went to jail, too.
Oh, yeah. But then he got out after a couple years because you still had the cover up going big time in Nebraska. That's when I wrote the book and just said, you know, same old thing. The people in very high up places from judges to police chiefs to others who are participating in the use of these children. I mean, I couldn't believe it. One of the first things I did when I started investigating it, just after I got out of being a senator, I represented a little girl, and I couldn't believe it because I had written publicly in all the newspapers in Nebraska. I'm the first one to say I can't believe any of these things. They're so preposterous, these kids' stories. I said, but I will check into it, and I've agreed to represent this one girl who they're trying to prosecute, because she was just a little girl then, and she was telling her stories, and so they were prosecuting her, wanting to put her in an institution instead of the people that she had accused. And, oh, God, it's just strange.
Senator Kemp, can we be specific here? Tell us how you were first, the Republicans first came to you and said, well, you're saying this isn't true. We want you to investigate because it was going to the top of the Republican Party. I mean, and then what happened?
I said, I am investigating because I don't believe it. And I had gotten out of being in the Senate, even though it happened while I was there. And
okay, so tell people what happened to your investigator.
Oh, he got killed. He got murdered. He and his son in an airplane, and just on and on and on. It's an insane, insane story. My book is on Amazon.com now, you know, even though I sold it myself by that tens and hundreds of thousands of books. But then it went on Amazon.com here about, oh, I don't know, 2 years ago maybe, and it's on Amazon.com now called The Franklin Cover-Up. And it's kind of funny because, you know, there was so many people in key high places covering this up, right up into the Congress. I named people there. And
I understand, and you've always won in the suits, but just to be general here, from your research all over the country, you called Boys Town before it was in the news. You called the Catholic priest thing, saying there was a network in there 20 years ago.
Yep. Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pennsylvania. I mean, you went to Pennsylvania. You investigated. I understand you've gotten older and don't remember all this.
I mentioned that on your program, I think, about 10 years ago.
Yes, and I asked you not to talk about it because there'd never be, I mean, I didn't want to get sued. But now you've been proven right again, yes.
Okay, listen, I got to run now, and we'll do that hour-long program next Tuesday, and I'll have a good phone and a good location then, so I'm ready.
Sure, I understand you had an emergency, but just briefly, from your nationwide research, what's the percentage, if you had to dead reckon? I mean, how big is this network, this cult?
It's pretty good size, and it involves usually very high-up people who, as I said in my book, the system protects itself. For example, if the police chief kind of pulls somebody off of something and a judge kind of gets influenced or pressured to throw out the case and so on and so forth. It just is beyond anything. I never believed any of it. I went public and said this all has to be make-believe. I'm the first one to tell you it can't be true, but I am going to look into it just so I can prove it.
And you said that, and documented, Satanism sits on top of it. So, I mean, if say 20%...
Most frequently that is involved. The satanic cult stuff. Now, I can't believe it, but it's true.
All right. Well, listen, I know you're going in for surgery next week, so do you promise
it's
I can get you on?
Tuesday morning, so got to do it Tuesday, or otherwise you got to wait another week till after I get back from surgery.
One final comment. We lost a guy who helped you fight a lot of tyranny, former FBI Southern California L.A. director Ted Gunderson. I know that you'd worked a lot.
Funny you should mention that. He was one of them that didn't believe anything either, and then when he got involved so deep, guess what? He was second in command of the FBI, and he moved here to Nebraska and lived with me and worked with me and died here a while ago, not very long ago now. What is it, a year and a half?
Yeah, he was a great guy.
Yep. He was one great guy. As I say, he gave up everything after he went to retirement from the FBI and moved to Nebraska, lived in one of my houses. I'll tell you lots more when we talk next week, okay? I promise.
All right. Thank you so much. Sorry you had that emergency. We'll talk for a full hour next Monday or Tuesday, hopefully on Skype. Thank you, Senator John
DeCamp. You got it.
Thank you. Yeah, folks, most of the old interviews are being pulled. We don't have a big crew, a big staff. But if everybody can go find the Alex Jones interviews, Senator John DeCamp interviews, there's probably six or seven of them out there. I remember the interviews. And when I saw the Red Dirt Report with quotes of him years ago talking about stuff, I went and looked and tried to find some of them, and I can't remember which interviews it was, but I remember him going, the Catholic Church, Boys Town, Penn State, Pennsylvania, how he traveled to Pennsylvania. And obviously, I knew that, you know, he was in lawsuits with people that had been convicted of this stuff, and they were still suing. And, of course, he's won three of those. He's won them all. So I was like, whoa, let's not get into, because even though I knew he was a credible guy, imagine you're hearing Penn State football program. So we've got to dig that audio up of that radio show. It was multiple interviews with Senator John DeCamp. 15 years ago, 12 years ago, 10, I haven't interviewed DeCamp probably in 6 years or so because it's very dangerous to interview him. It's one of the things you start getting death threats over. It's not that I'm even scared of those. It's just something that people aren't ready to believe, but maybe now they are. I mean, the dead bodies dumped outside Bohemian Grove, the little kids getting grabbed. These are monsters, ladies and gentlemen. These are monsters. And, DeCamp said he was going to go public and disprove it. And he hired a well-known retired police detective who was a well-known private investigator. They blew his plane up. They killed a bunch of other people. I mean, they were killing them left and right. The FBI came in and took all the police investigation photos of what was being run by these people. And you find out about this stuff. There's a reason you don't want a big government. And there's a reason you don't want it to have this national security stuff. I mean, look at the UN. Type in UN sex trade. UN child sex trade. I mean, it's literally thousands of BBC, Reuters, New York Times, but it's like back of the paper. I mean, there are photos all over the web of the UN torturing small children to death, roasting them over fires. You think I'm joking? Just type UN torturing children. This, and you're like, why, though? It's because they like it. I mean, this is what they do, and they have diplomatic immunity. And God help us, because, you know, right here, I mean, so much, when I get to camp on for a full hour next week, I will get into all that, but he knew about the Texas Youth Commission. I mean, I remember like 5 years ago when the Texas Youth Commission stuff came out, I was like, judges and police and the locals would go to the big juvenile justice centers and go pick the kid out they wanted, and they were having gladiatory battles, and this was admitted, and then no one got in trouble. I mean, can you imagine pulling up to a juvenile justice thing with a bunch of kids you've grabbed, most cases for no reason, and then these weirdos go creeping around and go into the different jail cells, and then no one gets in trouble. It's a child brothel. And that came out in the state police reports. That came out with the witnesses and all of it, and then just got shut down. Just got completely shut down. And the state police and the old culture they had here in Texas, we're more friendly and professional. Now you go down to the Capitol, a lot of them are so rude, so hateful. It's like being in D.C. or something. They want you to know you're scum. And I've talked to some of the old-timers. I said, man, things have changed. They said, yeah, and I can't even talk to you. You bet they've changed. This country's been taken over by evil. I mean, folks, I hate to get back on this subject over and over again, but 50-plus million, 51, 52 million babies have been killed in this country. Over a million of them just the last decade who were 7, 8, 9 months. I mean, they could deliver the baby. No one tells the woman, hey, there's a huge line that, you know, for kids of any color, you know, race, for people that want to adopt them. No one even tells them, oh, there are charities that will pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars to have the child and then adopt it out to a good family. That's why people that are adopting import children. No one tells them that there's actually more people that want to adopt than that are having abortions because they've got that quota to kill kids. I mean, we kill kids and say they're not humans. A government that's into this, a system that's into this, these are sick people. And the average grassroots person says, oh, it's not a human, it's just my choice. They're not consciously evil, but they're involved in something massively corrupt. And if you've been involved in that, as long as you are sorry for it and try to wake up others, I understand you've got guilt out there, so you're going to stick with your bad decision and defend it because you don't want to admit you're wrong. But the freedom lies in repenting. And if you don't believe in God, repent to the universe. Repent to that child you chopped up. Why don't you go to the local butcher and watch him chopping up a cow, chopping up a chicken. When they get there, those babies struggle and try to get away, and they just come in, hack, hack, hack. Oh, you don't want to hear that? Well, they want to outlaw showing dead babies. Of course, they're now they want to kill kids up to age 3. Of course they want to euthanize old people. Why does every culture get psychos in control? Look at every other civilization. These evil people get in control, and Katie barred the door. Your call's coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to get into a bunch of news we haven't covered yet after I talk to five or six more entrepreneurs. We open the phones up for entrepreneurs to respond to Obama saying, you're nothing. You didn't do a business, you're not successful because you worked hard. You don't even deserve any of the credit, basically. And you're like, man, that's really attacking the American dream, the American system. I mean, look at the welfare system. Look at what it creates. Look at the cities run by the globalists. They're hellholes. It seems over the top, but that's what North Korea teaches. It's what Communist China teaches. It's what Fidel Castro teaches. It's what Hugo Chavez teaches. It's what the universities teach, and it's what the big mega monopoly banks and corporations teach. It's what they want. It's what they want to push. Now, I want to show you an article here that I just got during the break, but I'm very familiar with these type of hit pieces. And I'm going to get an article written about this at InfoWars.com and, or PrisonPlanet.com by Paul Watson, probably is who I'll call to do a blurb on this for the next hour or so. We'll get a report out on this or the next 2 hours or so. But we'll also link to it right now at InfoWars.com. It's out of Think Progress, one of the fake liberal channels. And we'll show people a document cam shot of that that poses as a gatekeeper. Now, this is like Media Matters, funded by George Soros, weekly meetings with the White House, saying they would infiltrate alternative media and destroy them from the inside. Criminal activity. I mean, like a foreign government. Racketeering that they would get in and destroy. Now, remember, they write articles about us at all these big so-called liberal sites saying world government doesn't exist. Obama being corrupt doesn't exist. None of this is real. Vaccines are good for you. Amor Alawaki didn't hang out at the Pentagon, even though that's Fox News, Associated Press. Basically, I'm crazy. But they constantly write articles that I hardly ever cover. Harping. Media Matters, you name it. And I'll show folks a shot of this right now if you're watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, just type in report. Drudge funneled at least 30 million visitors to conspiracy websites in the last year. And I look at where they claim they got that data, and I don't, if they count WorldNet Daily and InfoWars as the two sites, that's not really true. So they don't really even explain how they get this data. But it says the Drudge Report links to conspiracy websites. And it goes on to say that Drudge drives more traffic than any other outfit out there, and that's been reported on, more than Facebook, Twitter combined. And so because he drives so much to mainstream media that people are scared to expose his unsavory activities. They actually say that in here. They say because he's so big, the impact of Drudge support is reflected by public data from Quantcast. I don't even get how that explains it, typically. And then it goes on to break down the entire thing. It says, according to media sources regularly linked to by Drudge, a single link on Drudge Report can easily drive 200,000 and sometimes as many as 500,000 page views in an article. But that's not the real power of Drudge. All the media watches it and all of talk radio, and so they're too lazy to go out and look other places, and Drudge really has a hand on the zeitgeist of what is interesting. And I mean, I go there before he started linking to me 5 years ago every day. I go to a bunch of sites, but I go there because Drudge is really on it. I mean, if something's breaking, he's got it up there, he and his small team. And so the lazy, uncreative dinosaur media, they go to the Drudge Report. So the real power isn't just the traffic he sends you. It's the lensing effect. I'd say 3-4 times the traffic. Of course, these idiots don't understand that. That's why they don't have a lot of traffic. They're legends in their own mind. They're getting more attention here than they've ever had. That then it gets all the media to start reporting on what you're doing. And I remember 3 years ago, Drudge started linking to our articles about them groping women and children and going in the pants. The TSA came out and said, that's a conspiracy theory. InfoWars is evil on their blog. It doesn't exist. More videos came out showing it. They got caught lying. But you see, the old dinosaur media, the George Soros media, cannot stand the fact that they can't dominate debate. I mean, Drudge links to everything, to the Russian news, to the Japanese news, to the British news, to the Mexican news, to the U.S. news. It's just news, a great aggregate of what's going on. I mean, you think the mainstream media could recreate that, but they can't help it. They want to control everything. They want to show a limited spectrum. People discovered that. Drudge links to us and others because he understands it's interesting. It's a lot of breaking news. We try to be accurate compared to dinosaur media, and we're in the zeitgeist as well. So what you see on Drudge is the zeitgeist. One of the best representations of it, if not the best, out there. And it's one thing to be able to be in the zeitgeist now. What about for 16, 17, 18 years? And I'm not just going into a Drudge worship fest here. The point is Drudge is a trailblazer. First linking to us probably 8-9 years ago, but our servers couldn't handle it. Like a parrot testing the perch. We couldn't handle the traffic and didn't link to us. Tried again later. The last 5 years, Drudge linked to us hundreds of times. And it has really helped us to fight the globalists. Exposing documents law enforcement sends us saying veterans are terrorists. Confirmed documents. Well, Drudge waited 3 or 4 days till the government admitted those were real. He linked to us. First media big outlet to do it. Was I a conspiracy theorist because I broke secret documents? No. I was doing what real journalists do. I'm a talk show host. I give commentary. I give analysis. I give my opinion. But I also give you breaking original news. In video, audio, text, guest, you name it. You know, I gave you 15 years ago that there was pedophile stuff going on at Penn State, and it trailblazed so much with my guest, I'd forgotten that. I was a conspiracy theorist 15 years ago. DeCamp, 20 years ago, saying the Catholic Church had networks of pedophiles taking it over. He was called a conspiracy theorist. Now it's mainstream news. The difference is we're trailblazers. We're telling you the earth is round. We're telling you that the earth isn't the center of the universe. You get locked up for that, folks, when you're first to say it. So what's happening here is they're absolutely in their death throes, floundering around. And I mean, imagine White House-funded, run-controlled Media Matters sits there as a nonpartisan, tax-free entity operating as if they sit there and tell you what is and what isn't, and then they panic that something like DrudgeReport.com is legitimizing to a great extent what we do. Well, you know, we've legitimized what we do, and Drudge doesn't like tyranny as well and is more and more covering what we do. But let me give you a newsflash. We've been on XM for over now 3 years. We're on over 115 AM and FM affiliates. I've been on the cover of Talkers Magazine and all the other big publications. I've been in Rolling Stone, Nightline, MSNBC. You can't ignore us. It's the implication that you're gatekeepers over here, and then you're going to tell Drudge what he's going to do, as if even if you guys were able to manipulate something down the road, as if you've stopped us, as if anything you've done has stopped us. I'm hiring 6 reporters right now. I just hired 6 graphics people. I'm hiring more IT people. I'm taking the money that comes in here and putting it right back out because my passion is news and information and truth and defending this republic. I'm one of those bitter clingers Obama talks about. I'm one of those free market entrepreneurs for liberty. I'm one of those people that works 18 hours a day. I'm one of those people that has electricity in my mind and a sparkle in my eye. Okay? And you don't like it. So you sit there and take your foundation funding, your globalist banker, takeover, collaborator media, and you sit there and gatekeep all you want. You're not stopping jack crap. You got that? Excuse me. Excuse me. It's a family show. Okay? It's how pathetic and servile and traitorous you are. Hey, have you read the Financial Times of London or Newsweek telling us world government's here, run by bankers? Everybody's heard me for 17 years say global government, the form of bankers through derivatives and carbon taxes was coming. How'd I know? They wrote white papers on it. Everybody heard me talk about Agenda 21 17 years ago. Everybody heard me talk about all this. Okay, so don't sit there up on your perch and tell everybody that you're the gatekeeper and you control reality like Karl Rove said. How, guys, will you print me the Karl Rove quote about history's actors, please? In front of the New York Times and Washington Post, he goes, it doesn't matter what reality is. You do what we say. The public does what we say. We can tell you the earth's flat tomorrow and you'll believe it. Well, not me. Do you understand George Soros? Do you understand? It's unbelievable. Conservatively, Drudge drove over 30 million page views to WorldNet Daily and InfoWars in the last year. Since these sites derive their income from displaying advertisements and selling products to web visitors, Drudge is certainly an important, if not essential, source of income for conspiracy theorists. You idiots. If you ever attack me as a frontal assault, I could raise $5 million in one day. We're not funded by George Soros, you twit. See, you're trying to make Matt Drudge George Soros. In your little mind, you some big robber baron sugar daddy. He's not a big robber baron sugar daddy. Drudge some weeks has driven 30% of the traffic on InfoWars.com. Usually it's about 10%. But we don't just have InfoWars. We have Twitter. We have more than 10 Facebook pages with more than 800,000 likes. We have hundreds of millions of views every few months on YouTube and other platforms. We've got, as you see them, tentacles. You see liberty as a cancer? Let me give you a little newsflash. We've metastasized everywhere. That's why the globalists haven't killed me. They figured that out at the higher management level than you, twits. Okay? There's no shutting the signal down, scum. We're not funded by one sugar daddy. You understand that? We're funded by the listeners of this show. You know, I didn't plug products last hour. Most radio shows, every segment, plug a sponsor. We could take unlimited sponsors right now and have a little 30-second plug during each segment. It will bring in $5 million a year. Do you hear me doing it? You ought to be, thank your little globalist crony New World Order stars that I haven't even tried to raise money. But by the way, I am going into that phase now because I need to get the reporters and the crew and the people to go to the next level. You know what makes me happier than a pig in mud? That Rob Dew and Mike Adams did a report together with admissions of troops training to confiscate guns traitorously, and it's better than I would have probably done on a one-off, and it's going viral right now. Troops training to kill Americans who refuse to turn in guns. It's going viral right now, and you know how beautiful that is? Not so I can sit at home once I get all these reporters in place, but so that even if you kill me, it just keeps going and going. Because the goal here isn't about hanging out in New York and going to the cool parties or L.A. like you little toads do and go up to the bankers and, you know, maybe get a grant or some banker money. The goal here is to win civilization back for humanity. The goal is to defeat you. The goal is for liberty in our time again. The goal is to not be slaves to a Soviet globalist bankster collective that wants a worldwide North Korean type system. It's liberty versus dark age, freedom versus bondage and humiliation. We're not going away. We're committed, and nothing is going to shut us down except God. You got that? Nothing will stop the signal. You kill me. People see through it. Increases our power. You set me up. People see through it. Increases the power of liberty. You attack us. People recognize it and instinctively defend us. You didn't bankrupt the economy fast enough. You didn't destroy the small business and middle class fast enough. They now discovered who you are. Think how stupid you look in all these articles. I mean, they write articles, folks, at Media Matters saying, Jones is insane, there are no drones. Jones is insane, there's no checkpoints. Jones is insane, there's no world government. Jones is insane, the NSA isn't spying on you. Jones is insane, they're not putting cancer viruses in the vaccines when it's all over. I mean, you people are a stinking joke. You know, I've seen Media Matters with their media center, with, you know, 50-something people. They can't put the work out of two of my crew. They don't get any traffic. Guys, show them MSNBC. Show people, this is Alexa.com, just one of the rating systems, okay? Let me show you Infowars.com, just one of our tentacles as you see them, okay? That is in the last week, last 7 days on the graph. Infowars.com gets roughly 2 to 3 times the traffic of MSNBC.com. And by the way, we're always slow this time of summer. This is a bad time for us, good time for them. Let's show you 1 month. Oh, sometimes we're getting 6 times the traffic they're getting. Take me to the 3 months, please. Look at that. Show them the maximum. Yeah. Go to 2 years. Oh, MSNBC. MSNBC.com makes hundreds of millions a year, and they're tiny compared to Infowars.com. Now, show them what they really hate. Show them DrudgeReport.com. Go down to the bottom. There's little boxes. Add DrudgeReport.com right there, and click compare. If you're watching on TV, you can go do this yourself. This is what they're angry about. Then put in Think Progress. They mean progress of their Soviet collective takeover compared to the Drudge Report. This is a flea telling an elephant what to do. And then you back out and you click compare exactly. This is what they're angry about. This is what they don't like. As you can see, Drudge is, quote, down. Just because less people are carrying Alexa algorithm. If you go to the Google algorithms, our sites are actually up. And also the summer is a slower time. But the point is, and things are driven to Twitter and Facebook more, which we're gigantic on. I can show you our Facebook numbers. Our Facebook, one of our Facebooks that we don't even update hardly, has almost as much traffic as InfoWars every day. We don't even make any money off of it. Here, go ahead and put it back. We're not even trying to make money. Okay, we're in the free market. We can go out there and right now raise all the money we need, you dumb twits. We don't need some George Soros sitting there, you know, giving us some banker bailout money he got from taxpayers. We don't take anything from taxpayers. We have people that freely, through free association, decide to buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of them. So there, look at MSNBC in red down there. That's MSNBC compared to Drudge. And they're constantly telling Drudge who he should link to and what he should do. Because they're God. They said they were important. And you know what? There's still a few people. Look, most of their shows have about 200,000 viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say we have 3 million listeners a day on radio, that is a conservative number. That is rated stations that buy Arbitron. About half our stations don't subscribe to Arbitron or to the instant people meter systems. So that's, let's say, it's probably more like 5 million a day. Rated, because we have ad agency aggregates. That's how Genesis GCN goes out and sells ads. 3 million. That's like a year ago. I haven't even checked. We don't even sell advertisers on that. 3 million a day. MSNBC's top shows have 800,000 and plunging. You're dying. We're growing. Your time is over. So you're desperately running around telling us small businesses are bad and communism and world government's good. And you'll probably stage terror attacks, you globalists, try to make us love you. So there you go. I mean, you heard it. George Soros run groups say we, you know, Drudge, Matt Drudge, you stop what you're doing right now. George Soros said so. You understand, mister? He says so. A foreigner who collaborated with the Nazis publicly tells you what you better do. And of course, he supports Obama, who wants re-education camps. These are authoritarians.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Way up. Way up. North to Alaska, to go north, to rest your soul. North to Alaska, to go north, to rest your soul.
All right, I want to talk to some evil entrepreneurs. If you just joined us, Obama has said that you didn't do anything. You're worthless. Government, he says, created everything. And you're like, really? Yeah, I'll play the clip again later coming up. But just briefly, I want to thank all of our enemies and those that sent hack attacks against us and those that try to tell media outlets not linked to our stories because they want to try to control reality. I want to tell you something. You don't control reality, and people are waking up to you very, very quickly. But it is important for people to not just financially support us by buying T-shirts, books, videos, and things at InfoWarsShop.com or water filters, all the best products there, but to spread the word about the broadcast. That's where we really get the word out. Don't let George Soros and Think Progress and the White House responding to our stories about them shutting down power plants, saying we're liars. Don't let them even attempt to silence us, because that's where they want to take this with their media takeover switches, their internet kill switches. They're a bunch of crooks that are running this federal government, and they know they're going to prison if we continue to get the word out on them, like Nicolas Sarkozy over in France. They're not invincible. We can beat these people, but you've got to take action. So PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-day free trial right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Sign up for 15 days, try it. Support us. We're not like the IRS that comes with a gun to take your money to give it to foreign banks that George Soros owns so he can then come give it to traitorous groups here to demonize the founding fathers and America and entrepreneurs. I mean, they're a bunch of just absolute scurvy rats who've never lived in the real world, who are a bunch of authoritarian parasites strutting around saying they're liberals. They're not liberals. They're tyrants. Tyrants! Make me sick! You love North Korea. You love to walk around in uniforms like the North Koreans. You love control, you people, just because everybody hated you growing up. Nobody wants to be around you. You're losers. So you get together in big combines, big gangs. That's what you are, is gangs. Filthy gangs. I'm sorry. Steve's been holding, and then we'll get to Aaron and Brett and Doris and Ralph's up for that. Steve in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Are you an evil entrepreneur?
Alex, great show, of course. One evil entrepreneur speaking to another evil entrepreneur. You know, they don't also take the fact that we take out thousands upon tens of thousands of dollars of our own money, our savings, our whole life.
No,
savings.
No, no. You risk it all. You do it all. You hire people. You're bad. You're bad. Hey, this is North Korea, buddy. This is how North Korea is.
I've got a good T-shirt slogan for you. I didn't build my own debt. The government did. How about that?
It's awesome. Well, I mean, it's a total for the same traitor media sits there and tells you the debt's all yours when most of it's corporate welfare.
Right. I mean, you know, you spend tens of thousands of dollars, and who's bailing the small business guy out, you know? Who is? No, nobody. I paid up my entire way through college, 100% of my own expenses, didn't get any government loans, took all my whole life savings, and usually 80% of us fail. And then, you know, we've got our own debt to pay. So
90%, it's right at 90% of new bit.
Okay, there you go.
No. 90% of all new jobs, new hires are small business. Small business drives everything. And so Obama and the globalists want to sabotage the country. What do they go after? The last... They got rid of our industry and said we'd be service. Now they're going after the service because they've got to bring you down, so you've got to get a check from them. And because of automation and all this, they believe they're going to be able to produce enough baubles to keep people happy. And the only new growth industry is going to be thugs to enforce all this. God bless you, fellow terrorists. Yeah, I mean, look, FEMA says, I'm not joking, the founding fathers are terrorists. Okay, of course, they're the terrorists, the globalists.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.